India's new prime minister spoke out today about some tough subjects, including the spate of rapes and attacks against women in his country. Narendra Modi used his first Independence Day speech to deliver a message to India's parents. Here he is speaking through a translator.
Today, I want to ask every parent, when your daughter turns 10, 12 years of age, you become wary and cautious. A daughter is asked countless questions, but do parents ever dare to question their son?
The BBC's Zubair Ahmed joins us from Delhi to talk about this. And Zubair, some pretty surprising words there from the Prime Minister.
Indian Prime Ministers are not used to talking about these problems, but today is Mr. Modi, for the first time, has raised these issues, which are quite grave. And of course, we all know that there have been quite a number of rape cases which we have been reporting on. And today, the Prime Minister was very categorical, urging the parents to rein in their sons, to look after their sons properly, to groom them properly, because after all, these are the ones who sort of commit rapes. And maybe, perhaps, it's not just the administration which is responsible for it. To some extent, the parents also need to take the responsibility for it.
Well, and talk is one thing from the Prime Minister, but is he doing anything concrete to address sexual assault in India?
Well, he's been in power for less than 3 months, and I don't think he has given any indication of bringing about new legislations. But of course, last year we had quite a stringent anti-rape law passed. After that legislation was passed, women feel more encouraged to come out and report assault incidents and rape incidents which were not happening earlier. But I don't think he has any plans of bringing about new legislations.
What about what he said about abortion? Tell us exactly what that was.
Well, he is aware, like most Indians are, that there are some states in India, especially Haryana, Punjab, Rajasthan, where sort of baby girls are killed in their mother's wombs. In the Indian culture, especially in the good old days, men and boys were pampered. They were considered assets. So, for instance, if you were a farmer and if you bear sons, you would be helping your father out in the farm. And girls are not considered strong and they are unwanted in many parts of India. And therefore, when they discovered during pregnancy that the woman is going to have a girl child, the girl was killed inside the womb. And I visited 2 years ago in a city in Maharashtra where every second girl which was born but could not be killed for whatever reasons, but they were all named Nakusha. Nakusha means unwanted. So it was like a shame to the family that a second time a girl has been born. And therefore, the administration took up the responsibility of bringing all the parents up and sort of convincing them not to name them Nakusha, and they were all renamed. So this is a traditional problem in India, but things are changing, though very, very slowly.
Well, another change from the Prime Minister, or one that he'd like to see, is more building of separate toilets for women. Tell us about that.
This is a big problem because 40% of Indians don't have toilets in the country. Women toilets were built in Mumbai, and I have reported on that. And, you know, women still feel that when they have to give sort of answer the call of nature, they have to actually go out in the field or on the track, railway, on the side of the railway tracks and do their business, which is quite shameful. And the administration in the last 68 years since independence has not been able to provide toilets for all. So the Prime Minister, Mr. Modi, is aware of this problem, and he believes that if there is a public-private partnership, this there could be a campaign to build toilets.
Well, speaking of a public-private partnership, the Prime Minister did spend a lot of the speech talking about modernizing India's economy, or at least making it more Western. He wants all the world's factories to come to India. Tell us what his message was there.
This prime minister was the chief minister of Gujarat. He had invited foreign investments in a big way, and he wants to replicate that in the entire country. And his vision is to have a private participation in modernizing India. And he is not shying away from inviting foreign investors. There are people in India who are sort of a little bit scared of foreign investment, but he's not one of those. And I'm told that even foreign investors are responding positively to Mr. Modi's call. So what he wants to do is to make India into a manufacturing hub like China. He's very influenced by China. He had been to China four times as a chief minister of Gujarat. And of course, he knows that the government doesn't have enough money to do it on its own. And he therefore has welcomed foreign investment. And let's see whether foreign investors are going to come to India or not, because there are bureaucratic hassles in India. American investors, for instance, have often complained to the Indian government that they want to invest in India, but the atmosphere for investment is not conducive to sort of putting in money in India and sort of running factories and industries.
Zubairat, one more thing I want to ask you about, some interesting things about this speech, which ran for an hour. There was no prepared text for Mr. Modi. He did not speak from behind a bulletproof screen. That's the first time the Prime Minister of India has done that in almost 30 years. What does that tell you?
A lot of things. For example, we all know that he's a good orator in Hindi. His English is not one of the strongest points. But in Hindi, he's quite good, actually. I've heard him before. And today he was absolutely spotless. I mean, he spoke extempore for 60 minutes, and he did not fumble his lines. And his message was also quite clear. This is remarkable. I have seen previous prime ministers reading out from the prepared text. It tells me that he is confident. He knows what he wants to say. His thoughts are quite well arranged. He is aware of the problems in India, and he is also mindful of which way India needs to go. And he wants everybody to tag along and help him in building India into a modern country. It also tells me he wants to give out the message that sort of the situation is under control. The security situation is also in the control of the administration, and he's not scared of anyone.
The BBC's Zubair Ahmed speaking to us from Delhi. Zubair, thank you.
Thank you very much.